This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest this time is Mark Truby, who's the Director of Global Communications for the Ford Motor Company. It's been a very busy week in terms of news for the automotive industry in the last several days. Ford announcing that it will turn a profitable year for the first time in a while, and also, of course, Toyota scrambling to make up for this massive recall as a result of sticking gas pedals. What could that mean for the domestic auto industry now that the industry leader in sales is having some issues of its own? And Mark, thanks so much for being with us.
Appreciate it, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the good news at Ford. It was known when all the bailouts were being debated here in Washington that you were in better financial shape than GM or Chrysler, but better shape didn't necessarily mean good. How have you been able to get back to profitability?
Well, you know, last year was a tough year for the economy, and it was a really difficult period for a lot of our employees and a lot of employees in the automotive industry all the way around. But, you know, as we moved through the year, we found that more customers were taking a look at Ford. There was certainly some goodwill that we'd built up for being, you know, the company that, quote unquote, didn't, you know, take the government money. And what we found was that was really increasing consideration for Ford products. And when they got to our showrooms, they realized, you know, we'd really done a lot to revamp our showroom in the past few years. And so when they took another look at our lineup, you know, I think we won a lot of new customers. We were able to not only gain market share for the first time in quite a few years, but also lower incentive spending. So that helped a lot. And we've been really, over the past few years, and in particular last year, we've been reducing costs and trying to just operate with as much discipline as we can. So it's really a combination of a lot of different things that we've been doing over the past two or three years that really kind of paid off last year as customers said, hey, you know, we're going to check out Ford. They seem to be doing something a little different. And we were ready for them. We had, you know, our lineup is just the strongest it's been maybe ever.
Talk about the ingredients that went into the lineup. How did you determine what you thought customers would react well to and what probably needed to be downgraded?
Well, I think, you know, in the past few years, we've taken a point of view that we needed to have a more balanced lineup. You know, cars, sport utilities, crossovers, trucks, small, medium, and large across all the segments. And we decided that being good really wasn't good enough when it came to things like fuel economy, quality, safety, and smart technology. And we really started to aspire to be best in class in those areas. And, you know, when you see things like the new Fusion Hybrid that came out that got 41 miles to the gallon, which was 8 miles better than the Toyota Camry Hybrid, you started to see that really hit the road. So it was a combination of having a more balanced lineup where we had been so focused on the truck segment, you know, the F-150s and the larger sport utilities. And to bring in a lot of world-class smaller cars and trucks, really focused on fuel economy, focused on quality being best in class, no longer being sort of settling for being, you know, almost there with the top auto companies. So it was just a point of view of really, you know, deciding that the Ford brand in particular, you know, we sold some of the other brands that were good brands like Jaguar, Land Rover, Aston Martin, but we decided that, you know, particularly during this time, we needed to have a laser focus on the Ford brand and make that the focus of our efforts. So the Ford brand's great around the world.
Customer satisfaction, as you mentioned, had been an issue in recent years, and that's turning around now for Ford. Now, of course, Toyota's dealing with a problem with sticking gas pedals, and potentially customer satisfaction and customers being retained could change as a result of that. What opportunities, perhaps, not that you wish ill necessarily on them, but what opportunities are out there for you and the other domestic competitors as a result of this shakeup at Toyota?
Well, there may be some opportunity, particularly in the short term, as you know, they have vehicles on their lots that they're not selling, and you know, customers are out there looking for cars, and maybe they'll give. Like I said, anytime we can get somebody to take another look at Ford, we think, you know, they tend to be surprised and, you know, pleasantly surprised at how good our lineup is these days, and how nice our cars look, how good our quality is, and some of the technology we have in our cars now. So, yeah, could we see some additional customers because of this? Yeah, but, I mean, over the long term, the way you win new business and the way you win customers is the strength of your product. And there's so much competition in the industry, there's really no shortcuts to that. You have to, you know, the customers will decide ultimately. Toyota's still going to be a strong competitor. We have lots of other strong competitors out there. So, you know, at the end of the day, people have to want your cars for them to, you know, to spend that kind of money and – You know, it's one of the biggest purchases they'll ever make, and we really want to earn that purchase with, by having the best cars, not through, you know, a problem that a competitor's having. But yeah, it could maybe help in the short term some.
Speaking of spending the money, obviously the price of vehicles is an important factor for consumers as well, and for some time, due to legacy costs and benefits for workers and that sort of thing, domestic automakers, their costs were higher. How's that changing in the last couple of years?
Well, it's changed quite a bit. We've negotiated new contracts with the UAW that helped us get our, you know, labor costs much more competitive. You know, there used to be something like a $30 an hour difference between our labor costs and, say, like a Toyota or Honda here in the U.S. But we've been working with the union over the past years, and we've really narrowed that. It's really, I mean, we're really almost right there, equal to them, and we think in the next couple of years we can get those last couple dollars an hour out of the system. And, you know, we worked with the UAW to establish what they call a VIBA trust. It's like a healthcare trust, which, you know, we contributed money, and so did GM and Chrysler, and it pays for the UAW, the unionized retiree healthcare going forward. And that certainly helped our balance sheet. And we're just in general, we're getting more efficient in our plants, and our plants are becoming more flexible. So, you know, it used to be the old days, you know, you have one product per plant. So, you know, you either sold enough of them to keep that plant running, or you had a problem. You were laying people off. Well, now we have flexible lines where if one product doesn't sell, you know, we can make up to two or three or four different products in one plant, and you can kind of flex up or down as need be. So it's a combination of things, and it took a while to get to. You know, I think people, you know, were frustrated at how long maybe it took for us to deal with all these legacy issues, but we really have, you know, gotten past, you know, a lot of that, and we're really in a much more competitive place than we were before, and we're, you know, we're glad we were able to do it without going through the Chapter 11 process here at Ford. I mean, that's one of the things we're most proud about, is we restructured, you know, we did it on our own.
The last 30 seconds here, Mark, do you believe that this is a slow process of turning the corner, or now that you're back at profitability, do you think that the sky's the limit here?
Well, Alan Mulally, our CEO, likes to talk about how we're going to become a turbo machine as we, you know, implement all these changes. But to be honest, the economy is still, you know, sort of slow, so that turbo machine can't really get cranked up until we start to see a little bit more traction with the economy. So we're watching that really carefully. I mean, there's signs of life, those little green shoots coming up here and there. But, you know, we certainly over the next few years, we think, you know, the potential for us to profitably grow is huge. We do think that we're going to be, you know, we're really going to become a solidly profitable company that, and get better each year. But the big short-term thing we're watching is, can we start to see a real economic recovery in 2010 and then, you know, more fully in 2011?
Mark, congratulations on the profitable year. We look forward to seeing what Ford has in store for us down the road. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks very much for having me.
Mark Truby, Director of Global Communications at the Ford Motor Company. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.